Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we conclude chapter 12 in the Gospel of Mark with verses 41 through 44. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." How do you give your all without breaking yourself too? God demands us to give until it hurts, but not until it breaks us. Amen? God wants us to give, wants to see giving as something that is natural and not hindered by things of the world. Once we put our priorities in order, we become aware of much we can give, of how much we can give, and when, by the means God has blessed us with, to share. Many might say giving 10% is the norm, but many others will see their ability as a blessing to others, and not hold back even when it removes your ability to buy something we really don't need, something the world is calling you to enjoy, as you realize it's really something that will hinder your ability to help others. This is called cleaning your closet, keeping yourself ready to take care of what you have to, as the needs of others remain at the top of your list to help. This poor widow gave an example of what it means to give to God and trust she would receive his blessings, something we fail to do many times when we look at helping someone who asks for help, but refer to others to do the helping, as your saving exceeds the need of being saved, as rainy days are incurred in your midst by others who are really seeking to help someone in need. You never give your last dollar away if you trust in the Lord to never be afraid of how you get paid by a Lord who knows every inch of you made in his image. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who's suffering from brain cancer. And we pray for our Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 12, concluding our practice today with verses 41 through 44. This moves us into chapter 13 tomorrow. We have a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Widow Poor Didn't Deny." Sitting close, treasury observed. Money putting crowd was heard. Sums large put people rich spurred. Widow poor didn't deny. what she incurred, since few worth of a coin's two, Jesus calling disciples his to view. You, I say, amen, widow poor contributions true. She donated livelihood, whole more than me and you. All she gave was poverty's hers observed. Wealth without surplus nobody heard. Trusting God, she would not spur her all given, not to deny what she incurred. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's October 27, 2022. I'm recording this morning with the angels at 4:48 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at our mark 7:11 of Thanks Heavens for 7:11 in Universal Utterings. And a good shout out to our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you, too. I hope we're having a blessing day in the Lord as we continue to call out for those who are in need, as we do each and every day. May our blessings never concede our love of Jesus. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. As we close, in his precious name we pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.